ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはマンボ、こんにちはニューヨーク。
Newbie Lesson Season 3, Lesson 19, Nihongo Dojo. What great things is your Japanese cooking up?
Naomi desu.
Hello, Rebecca here.
Konnichiwa, Rebecca-san.
Konnichiwa, Naomi-sensei. O genki desu ka?
Genki desu. So, what are we looking at today?
Today, we're going to look at something really important. We're going to look at the difference between verbs when they're in their dictionary form and when they're in the must form.
Oh, 難しい.
Well, luckily, Japanese, I don't think, is as difficult grammatically as English. Most of the verbs obey their rules very obediently. Anyway, so we're going to look at that, and we're going to pay attention to the differences in the use of these two verb forms, like who you use which verb form with, you know, matters of politeness.
そうですね。
So there's a lot in today's lesson.
はい。大変。
Yeah. So it's going to be a bit tricky, but 頑張りましょう。Okay. So where is today's conversation taking place?
Fuyuka さんのうち。
At Fuyuka's home. And the conversation is between
Fabrizio と Fuyuka さんのお母さん。Fabrizio and Fuyuka's mother. それから Fuyuka とお母さん。Fuyuka and her mother.
Right. So we're going to be hearing polite Japanese.In the conversation between Fabrizio and Fuyuka's mother, but we can expect to hear casual Japanese when Fuyuka and her mom are speaking. Is that right?
そうです。
Okay, so let's listen to the dialogue.
おはようございます、皆さん。
おはようございます、ファブリツィオさん。朝ごはんいかがですか?いつもファブリツィオさんは何を食べますか?ご飯?パン?シリアル?ヨーグルト?それともフルーツ?
いつも朝ごはんは食べません。でも、じゃあ、ヨーグルトとフルーツをお願いします。
おはよう。あら、冬か。おはよう。何食べる?
ああ、じゃあ、トースト食べる。
もう一度、お願いします。今度は、ゆっくり、お願いします。
おはようございます。みなさん。
おはようございます。ファブリツオさん。朝ごはん、いかがですか?いつも、ファブリツィオさんは、何を食べますか?ご飯、パン、シリアル、ヨーグルト、それとも、フルーツ?
いつも、朝ごはんは、食べません。でも、じゃあ、ヨーグルトとフルーツをお願いします。
おはよう。あら、冬か。おはよう。何食べる?
じゃあ、トースト食べる。
今度は英語が入ります。
おはようございます、皆さん。
Good morning, everybody.
おはようございます、ファブリツィオさん。朝ごはんいかがですか?
Good morning, Fabrizio. How about some breakfast?
いつもファブリツィオさんは何を食べますか?ご飯?パン?シリアル?ヨーグルト?それともフルーツ?
What do you usually eat? Rice? Bread? Cereal?Yogurt or fruit?
いつも朝ごはんは食べません。でも、じゃあ、ヨーグルトとフルーツをお願いします。
I never eat breakfast, but Yogurt and fruit, please.
Ohayo.
Good morning.
Ara, Fuyuka. Ohayo. Nani taberu?
Fuyuka, good morning. What are you eating?
Ja, toast taberu.
Ah, I'll have toast.
Naomi-sensei, asagohan wa nani o tabemasu ka? What do you have for breakfast?
Itsumo tabemasen. I don't eat breakfast.
You always skip breakfast. それはよくないですよ。
それはそうなんですよ。
That's not very good for you, is it?
そうですね。When I have time, I'd like to have rice and natto.
Wow, that's really healthy.
So, でも、I usually don't have time.
Oh, okay, because my next question was going to be, does your mom make you breakfast?
No. 私の母は作りません。My mother doesn't cook breakfast for me.
Well, Fabrizio and Fuyuka are very lucky.
そうですね。What about you, Rebecca-san? 朝ごはん、何を食べますか?
What do I eat? シリアルとヨーグルトとフルーツを食べます。
You eat cereal, yogurt, and fruit?
Yes, every day.
すごい!ヘルシーですね。
Well, natto is healthy too, that you have.
But I usually don't eat breakfast, so.
So why don't we have a look at the vocabulary we'll be focusing on today. First item.
皆さん。
Next.
朝ごはん。
Breakfast.
朝ごはん。朝ごはん。
Next item.
ごはん。
Cooked rice or a meal.
ごはん。ごはん。
Next.
パン。
Bread.
パン。パン。
Next.
シリアル。
Cereal.
シリアル。シリアル。
Next.
ヨーグルト。
Yogurt.
ヨーグルト。ヨーグルト。
Next.
フルーツ。
Fruit.
フルーツ。フルーツ。
The next item has two pronunciations. First pronunciation is
toasto.
And the next pronunciation is
toasto. I would say toasto.
They both mean toast, all right? Can you say that again for us?
Toasto. Toasto.
Next.
Ikaga.
How?
Ikaga. Ikaga.
Next.
Itsumo.
Always. Usually, every time.
いつも。いつも。
In today's dialogue, we heard the word 朝ごはん。
はい。
That means breakfast.
そうですね。
What are some other meal words?
Oh, 昼ごはん。
Lunch.
ごはん is cooked rice or meal. So, 昼ごはん literally means new meal.
Right, so is that because rice is the staple of Japan's diet and people have gohan with every meal?
そうです。
その通りです。Well, they did in the past anyway, yeah. Okay, so what about supper? How do we say dinner?
There are two ways to say it. First one is 夕ごはん。The other one is 晩ごはん。Like, こんばんは、ずばん。
Oh, okay. And is there a difference when they're used or can you use either one?
I would say same.
Alright, so the sentence that we heard in the dialogue was
朝ごはんいかがですか?
Would you like some breakfast? Well, literally, how about breakfast? And breaking this sentence down into its component parts, we have
朝ごはん
breakfast
いかが
how
です
copula
か
question marker
Instead of いかがですか, you can say どうですか?
Do they mean the same thing?
そうですね。でもいかがですか is politer than どうですか?
Okay. Today's grammar point picks up on something you may have noticed in the conversation. Fuyuka's mom, when she asked Fabrizio what he would like for breakfast, said
何を食べますか?
But when she asked Fuyuka, she said
何食べる?
Now, both times she used the verb to eat, but in Fabrizio's case she said 食べますか?
はい。
And in her daughter's case, she said, 食べる。
はい。Which is a dictionary form.
It's a dictionary form. Right. And it's non-polite. Is that the way to describe it?
そうですね。
She's not being rude, but Why is she using the non-polite form, Naomi-sensei? Can you tell us about that?
Because she's her daughter and Fabrizio is her guest. Okay. Does it make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. So now let's look at how to put each verb in the must form or the dictionary form.
Hi.
Well, not each verb, but the different verb groups. So Japanese verbs can be divided up into three different classes. Class 1 verbs, class 2 verbs, and class 3 verbs, or class 3 verbs are also called irregular verbs. Class 1 verbs are the most common.
So desu ne, I think there are more class 1 verbs than class 2.
You can check out the table in the PDF. So class 1 verbs sound like 何々 imas.
So desu ne, I sound plus mas.
Like ikimas, hanashimas, nomimas, machimas. You can hear that imas sound. And when you put them in their dictionary form, which is what we're looking at today, you drop this imas and you add u.
So desu. So aimas becomes a u.
And what about ikimas?
Ikimas becomes iku.
And hanashimas?
Hanashimas. Hanasu.
Okay, so I think you can probably see the pattern emerging there. Now, class 2 verbs are also known as ru verbs. And this is because when you drop the mas, you just add ru. This is to make the dictionary form. You drop
very
the mas.
Very simple.
And add ru. And examples of some class 2 verbs are tabemas.
Taberu.
And mimas.
Miru.
And nemas.
Neru.
So in today's dialogue, we heard the word tabemas.
Hai.
When she spoke to Fabrizio, Fuyuka's mother said, tabemasu.
Hai.
When she spoke to her daughter, she said,
taberu.
The last class is the class 3 verbs, the irregular verbs. Now, there are not very many, unlike English. So, for now, all you have to do is remember shimasu and kimasu.
Hai.
So, if we're looking at the dictionary form, which is the subject of today's grammar point, shimasu becomes
suru
and kimasu is
kuru. You have to memorize them.
Yeah, but seeing as how there's really only two. Other verbs sometimes misbehave, but for now, just remember shimasu and kimasu become suru and kuru.
Hai. Minasan, daijoubu desu ka?
Are you all right with that?
Please check out our PDF.
And we'll see you next week.
Mata daishu!
おはようございます、皆さん。
おはようございます、ファブリツィオさん。 朝ごはんいかがですか? いつもファブリツィオさんは何を食べますか? ご飯? パン? シリアル? ヨーグルト? それともフルーツ?
いつも朝ごはんは食べません。でも、 じゃあ、ヨーグルトとフルーツをお願いします。ああ、おはよう。あら、冬か。おはよう。何食べる?ああ、
じゃあ、トースト食べる。